听力课堂，听 class.com。
展望未来，学生用书二，由上海外语音像出版社、狼文出版亚洲有限公司联合录制出版，第一盒。
Look Ahead 2 Classroom Course by Andy Hopkins and Jocelyn Potter. Class Cassette. Published by Longman Group UK Limited. 1 At the Weekend. Unit 1. Special Interests. Exercise 3. Listen. In your opinion, which hobbies in the articles do these comments describe? 1.
It's dangerous.
2.
It's boring.
3.
It's frightening.
4.
It's expensive.
5.
It's fun.
6.
It's exciting.
7.
It's easy.
8.
It's crazy.
9.
It's relaxing.
10.
It's cheap.
11.
It's difficult.
12.
It's challenging.
Unit 1. Frequency. Exercise 1. Rachel is interviewing a man about what he does at the weekend. Listen to the first part of the interview and answer the question in your student's book.
Excuse me?
Yes?
Could I ask you some questions?
Of course. Sit down.
It's nice here.
Yes, it is. What do you want to know?
I work for an advertising agency, and I'm doing some research. It's for a new magazine for people like you.
People like me? What do you mean?
People between 18 and 25 years old.
Oh, okay.
Unit 1. Frequency. Exercise 2. Now listen to the whole interview and complete the chart in your student's book.
Excuse me?
Yes?
Could I ask you some questions?
Of course. Sit down.
It's nice here.
Yes, it is. What do you want to know?
I work for an advertising agency, and I'm doing some research. It's for a new magazine for people like you.
People like me? What do you mean?
People between 18 and 25 years old.
Oh, okay.
Right. What do you do at the weekend?
Well, on Fridays, my wife always goes to her exercise class. Then she visits friends.
Don't you go out?
Not on Fridays. I never go out on Fridays. I stay at home and watch television.
And on Saturdays?
On Saturdays, my wife and I always go sailing together.
Really?
We love it. We never miss it. And then in the evening, we go out.
Where to?
Different places. We sometimes go and see friends. We sometimes go to the cinema or a restaurant. But we always go out on Saturday evenings.
I see. And now Sunday. What happens on Sundays?
Nothing special. We often go for a walk, and I always cook a big Sunday lunch.
Oh, how often do you do the cooking?
Twice a week. Three times a week.
Thank you very much. All I need now are your personal details, your name, job, and so on. What's your surname?
Robinson.
Unit 1. Frequency. Exercise 8. Pronunciation. Listen.
Sir. Once a year. Twice a month. The. Three times a week. 4 days a week. 5 times a day.
Now listen again and repeat.
Sir. Once a year. Twice a month. The. Three times a week. 4 days a week. 5 times a day.
Unit 1. Development. Exercises 2 and 3. Listen to an interview with two members of the Wheeler family and answer the questions in your student's book.
Our home here is fairly large. We have 4 bedrooms, an office, a bunch of bathrooms, I think 4 bathrooms. In England, you'd say it was 3 reception rooms, but it's a front room, a dining room, and a breakfast nook. We do a lot of things around the house on the weekend. We garden quite a bit, working in our garden. We play basketball on the basketball court we got out and back.
At the weekends here, I go out a lot with my friends on Friday or Saturday night. Sometimes we'll go to the movies or just go to other people's houses and watch videos.
Usually Saturday afternoon is crank up the barbecue, and that's our meal, because during the summer it gets pretty hot here, and sometimes you just want to be outside rather than be inside. In California, you really have 2 seasons from our entertainment point of view. Spring, summer, and fall are very much the same type of activities, and then winter is very different on the activities that we do on the weekend. Summertime activities are usually involved around the children's sports. My youngest son plays Little League. That's baseball.
Unit 2. Doing new things. Unit 2. Learning languages. Exercise 2. Listen and repeat.
1,000.
10,000.
100,000.
150,000.
999,000.
1,000,000.
2. Learning languages. Exercise 6. Listen and read. Rita Patel and Julia Marsh work together at MAP Advertising. Answer the questions in your student's book.
Oh, hi, Julia.
Dreaming?
No, I'm thinking about evening classes.
Evening classes?
Yes. I'm going to go to evening classes.
Why?
Because I want to learn a foreign language. Japanese.
Why do you want to learn Japanese?
Because I like Japan. And I want to do something new.
Learning Japanese is going to be difficult.
I know. But I'm going to do it.
Unit 2. Learning Languages. Exercise 10. Rita is at the Community Education Center. Listen and answer the questions in your student's book.
Right. How many languages do you speak? Apart from English, of course.
I speak Hindi.
Ah. How well do you speak it?
Very well. I can write it, too.
Any other languages?
I can speak a little French, but I can't write it at all.
A little French. Can't write it. That's it?
Yes.
And you want to join our beginner's class in Japanese?
Yes, please.
Well, it's not going to be easy, you know. It's very different from English, Hindi, or French.
I know, but I want to do it.
Unit 2. After school. Exercise 6. Stress and intonation. Listen and repeat.
What do you enjoy doing? What don't you enjoy doing?
Now listen and check. 1.
What do you like eating for breakfast? What don't you like eating?
2.
What do you like watching on TV? What don't you like watching?
Unit 2. After school. Exercise 9. Listen to an interview with the manager of a community education center. Answer the questions in your student's book.
The center's usually open 5 days a week. That's from Monday to Friday. Though we do sometimes have weekend workshops. A lot of our classes are in the evening, but there are quite a few during the day, too.
And how many people attend classes here?
In any one term, we can have between 450 and 500 students coming to classes, and they're all ages. Of course, most of the students are adults. In fact, the oldest this term is 82, but we do run playgroups for very young children during the day. Next year, we're going to provide more facilities for teenagers, because they don't really have a place to go in a small town like this.
Which are your most popular classes?
Well, there probably are art classes, because that's what we specialize in. After all, students of all ages really enjoy painting and drawing. Yoga and foreign languages are also extremely popular. But we offer a very wide range of courses, everything from furniture making to philosophy.
Are your students all local people?
A lot of our students aren't actually from the town. They come from other towns and villages because they want to do a particular subject or because they'd like to be with a particular teacher. And then they also come for other reasons. Of course, the subject interests them, but people who are new to the town come to meet people, and some people just want to get out of the house. Young mothers and old people in particular enjoy making new friends.
Unit 2. Young Lives. Exercise 1. Listen and read. 5 people are describing new experiences that they had when they were young. Match the descriptions to the pictures in your student's book. 1. Rosie.
Oh, I hated it. I was 5 years old, very small and shy. My mother took me inside, and there were a lot of other children. Did I cry? Well, I certainly cried when she left, and I was unhappy all day. I felt awful.
2. Alan.
My parents were worried about moving, but I wasn't. I was very excited. Of course, when we moved, I lost some of my friends, and I changed schools. But it was an adventure.
3. Rachel.
I felt wonderful on the first day. I was only 15, but I had a job and some money. I didn't work on school days, only on Saturdays. And I sometimes worked in the holidays. Of course, the job was actually quite boring. Did they pay me much money? No, but I loved it. I really did.
4. Becky.
They taught me at school, and I took the test when I was 16. Then my mother lent me her car twice a week. Was I frightened? Well, the first time I drove alone, I was frightened for about 5 minutes, but then I felt fine.
5. Marco.
I love my parents, but I was very happy to be free. When I left the house with all my suitcases, I thought, I'm an adult. I went to the airport and caught a plane to Britain. I didn't know then that I would stay here for so long.
Unit 2. Development. Exercise 5. Listen to Gene Abbott talking about the courses he teaches. Answer the questions in your student's book.
My program is a course in automotive repair. We teach people from the age of 16 through adults. We're located on a high school campus. It's vocational, which means that we train people specific skills that they could use in a job.
There are programs for adults in the afternoons and evenings. But all the people in Jean's classes are students at San Rafael High School. About 85% are boys. They choose to spend 5 or 10 hours a week with him in groups of 18 to 20. It's a vocational course, but it's part of their general education, so they don't have to pay. Many of the students want to learn how to repair their own cars.
Every student is an individual that comes into my program. All of them think that they're going to be able to fix their own car. They all have that as a goal that they're going to get out of the program.
Some students, though, want to work in garages and service stations when they leave school. One lesson a week is in a classroom and deals with the theory of car repairs. On the other days, students work with Jean in the workshop next to the school. They do projects and learn practical skills. This is one of Jean's students.
I like classes like this because it's more of the real world than it is sitting there reading a textbook, not knowing what you're going to be using it for.
In other high schools, the local education office runs different vocational courses. Students can learn about radio broadcasting, electronics, business technology, and restaurant work at the same time as the usual school subjects. Unit 3. Planning a trip. Unit 3. Ways of traveling. Exercise 8. Stress and intonation. Listen and mark the main stresses in the sentences. 1.
Trains are safer than planes.
2.
Stations are more convenient than airports.
Unit 3. Ways of travelling. Exercise 9. Listen to 5 people talking about how they prefer travelling and why. Complete the chart in your student's book. 1. Alan.
I prefer travelling by plane because I get there faster.
2. Anna.
Actually, I think buses are better than any other form of transport. On a long journey, you always meet people and talk to them. People are friendlier on buses, and the journey's more interesting, because you can see the countryside.
3. Becky.
I hate travelling by train. There are always problems with trains in this country. They're late, or they're cancelled, or something happens. I use my car, and I always get where I'm going in time. Travelling by car is definitely more reliable.
4. Sally.
Buses are bad, but cars are worse. They both cause terrible pollution in towns and cities. I travel everywhere by bicycle, because I think it's better for the environment, and it's good exercise. Anyway, I'm too young to drive.
5. Bob.
People who drive cars long distances to get to work are crazy. They sit for hours in traffic jams. They get angry and frustrated. Trains are much better. I like travelling by train because I can work while I'm travelling. It's more convenient and more comfortable than travelling by car.